Hello everybody, it's LP King from Mountain Mist Productions here. It's the 21st of November 2017. I'm speaking to you from Capricornia in Queensland, Australia. We get a wee bit tropical on occasion, but by and large we cope. And coping's going to be a big part of our TwicWic agenda. And I'm happy to announce that we officially started the TwicWic project on the 31st of October. And TwicWic is spelled TwyckWick. And our main website for that is www.twickwick.com. We also have twickwickhouse.com, twickwick.news, and this radio station, twickwick.fm. And we're really, really looking forward to so many possibilities and so much that we can do. TwicWic was our original idea, let's face it. Look, there's no other TwicWic in the entire world. I don't care what anybody says. We've just found out that some dork has gone and purchased a whole bunch of TwicWic domain names and so on and so forth. Now, the reason for that is opportunism, greed, or simply to shame us into going to buy those domain names. And we don't operate that way. We've already got what we need. And my web hosting person was absolutely horrified, said, "Why would somebody do that?" And I said, "You know why." And it's not for the reasons that I've just cited, but it's simply that these people are not happy within themselves. They lack self-esteem, they lack self-confidence, and basically they don't like themselves very much. And how they compensate for that is to make other people suffer. And that's not going to wash with us. We just do not operate like that. And if you want to know how we do operate, go over to twickwick.com and click on City Hall. That's where we've got all the important rules and regulations and all the legalese stuff that nobody ever reads. We thought about how can we present this in an amusing way to make sure that people do read it so that they're perfectly clear as to what we intend and what we will accept and what we won't accept. And so we came up with the TwicWic City Hall, which is an abandoned dunny, or a condemned toilet if you prefer. And that sort of gradually devolved into the TwicWic version of toilet humour, or scatology if you prefer. And if it gets to be really, really serious, you may find yourselves scatologically challenged. And so we sort of went along these lines, and it was just getting funnier and funnier and funnier. But what is ironic is that one of our rules is that we don't accept swearing, amongst other things, including, over-the-top religious and political views, pornography, racism, you know, anything, any of the nasties. It's all there on that website, on that TwicWic Hall page. And so we were talking about this, that we don't sort of accept all of these things. And then I get a phone call from one of the members, who shall be anonymous, and she says to me, "You swore." And I said, "What?" And she says, "You swore. We're not supposed to swear." And then it clicked that she was talking about the stories that we had included in that City Hall thing. And there's one about the night cart drivers. And they, you know, go back to the 50s and 60s when, yes, they were called exactly what we call them. I won't mention it here, so you can go over to the site and have a look and find out for yourselves. But it just got funnier and funnier and funnier. And I said, "Well, that's what they were really called." And so it created a bit of a dilemma then as to what we can do about it. And I just decided, glide on over it, you know. We just won't worry about it. And then I'm glad that it happened early on, though, because it won't be the last time. And it's all part and parcel of being in a small community, I think. And, you know, when you think about communities, there's always one person who's always absolutely perfect. But don't look behind the door and watch out that the skeletons don't hit you when they fall out of the closet. It's just all, you know, how it all transpired. And we're sort of looking forward to presenting stories. We're looking at telling stories and giving information and sharing the culture from the past with a view to helping people understand the present, and then hopefully they'll be able to cope with the future a little bit better. And that's a pretty big ask. I've got no illusions about that, but you know, we've also got this huge demographic of people to satisfy, and that's literally people from 8 to 80. And so it's going to be a case that we're not going to be able to satisfy everybody. But what we're asking people to do is come along, have a look, think about it. Your experience will be an entirely personal experience. So at the end of it, you should feel empowered enough to make up your own mind rather than being told what the mob mentality is. And you know, these days, somebody else determines what you think, what you do, what you say, what you wear, what you believe, everything. And it's getting to be quite unacceptable. So we'll be happy if somebody comes along and looks at us and says, oh God, that's a load of garbage, I'm not coming back here again. They might think we're absolute drivel, they might think we're infantile, whatever. It doesn't matter. The point is that they spent the time to consider it and then they made up their own mind. So to my way of thinking, we've still been successful if somebody goes away feeling that way. We don't care if somebody comes today and then they don't come back for 6 months' time. They're in control. We're not going to be sending out alerts. We're not going to be bothering people. It's all there on that City Hall page as to how we're going to operate. And you're in charge. You know, we want to empower people. We're also, in doing this, we're hoping to encourage people to get their minds back. Because as it is, what we're experiencing is basically mind control. And if people can't even decide when and what they're going to have for breakfast, then we're in pretty dire straits, you know. And you know what annoys me as well is, like, okay, you get up in the morning, you've got your 2 eggs plonked on your plate, on your table, they're staring up at you, and you've just got to whip out that phone and take a photograph, and then you've got to put it on Instagram or whatever. And for Pete's blooming sake, it's just a couple of eggs on a plate. Get over it. And I'm just astounded. I can be out in the coffee shop and somebody's taking a photograph of their meal. you know, it's just gotten to the stage where people have become caricatures of themselves. And I find that's very, very sad. People have lost themselves, and we'd like to help them come back into the real world. Our big thing is that we always say we're real people with real lives. I'm always telling the members, what happens on the outside is far more important than what happens on the inside. So we don't sort of adhere to very strict timelines, or, you know, we don't have to say, well, this has got to be done now, this. If somebody has to go and attend a child's birthday party, they go attend a child's birthday party. Simple as that. Life matters. People matter. and we want to get that message across. The members of Mounted Mist Productions are just the most wonderful people. There's generally around about 25 of them in number. Back in 2006, they all voted to become exclusive, and that means we don't sort of take in submissions, and we don't do any outside advertising or any of that usual rubbishy stuff. It's all on the Twickwick Hall page anyway. You can go and see it. And the members are the authors and artists who comprise Mounted Mist Productions. Most of them have been around since the early days, but even the later ones are now sort of in their comfort zone as far as we're concerned. We don't have exclusive contracts, so you'll see their work out and about all over the place, and I'm happy with that. Probably what I'm not so happy about is the fact that we've been around for so long and we were able to operate the way we wanted to for so long, and I guess that was a privilege, because we certainly can't now. It's a case of the big guys have honed in, and you know, we're all expected to conform, we're all expected to do this, that and the other, and our response to that is, well, too bad, we don't. We've always done things our way. We've always been old-fashioned. If somebody has an issue with that, again, too bad. We are independent. We like to support other independent businesses. And independent means you retain your independence. And that means that you can put your head on the pillow at night in all good conscience. And we've always been able to maintain our principles and our beliefs. And that's great. And in addition to that, I've always operated Mounted Mist Productions like a family. And so we have, you know, these people out and about all the time. But, hey, they always come home. And then we sit around the kitchen table and we catch up. And it's been a tremendous privilege to have been also included in their lives. And I've seen a lot of births, deaths, marriages, babies, graduations, special occasions, holidays, awards, you name it. And that's just been absolutely delightful that we've developed that level of trust, that we can share each other's special times, and I've been really appreciative of that. And they're just a great bunch of people, and we're all keen to get to know the residents of Twickwick. Now, as far as Twickwick is concerned, some of it's real and some of it isn't, and we're not going to tell which is which. That's for you to figure out. You know, that's all part of the mystique and the magic. And so basically, you know, we are building a town from the first brick up. It's going to take us a while, but we've got a while, and that's all cool. And if we can sort of give people a little bit of a relief from what's happening in the real world, they can come spend a few minutes with us, step into a little bit of a fantasy thing, enjoy their time, listen to some great music, watch a movie, you know, read something nice, enjoy some poetry, whatever. And it's all going to be done in a very nice, respectful, old-fashioned way. And judging from what I've been hearing, we've done a lot of talking, a lot of planning. I think people are looking forward to it. And I had one person in a shop say to me one time, you know, we really need this. And I try not to get too overly emotional about it all. But yeah, she was right. We really do need this. And in case you hadn't noticed, things are a little bit on the stinky side at the moment in the real world. But we must not let that cloud our thinking or let that influence us to such an extent. And I hate to say this, but there's a lot of people out there who are taking advantage of other people and the situation, and they're just profiteering from it. And that doesn't sit well with us as well. Making money is not the be-all and end-all, but of course we will have things for sale on Twickwick, because that's what we do, and we have to sort of try and help the members out a little bit and get their stuff out there. But, you know, by and large, like I said, their main thrust is outside of Mountain Mist. So, you know, we're not going to be going down the wholly and solely commercial thing. We don't sell baked beans, end of story. You know, we're artistic and we're creative people. And as I see it in this day and age, that's a privilege and it's something we all need to cling to and something we need to value. And hopefully we can weave it all in together and come up with something really, really, really great. And I'd hope that you'd come along with us and see how we go. It's going to be a little bit rocky to begin with, and it's going to look like it's me for a while, because hey, yeah, it is my idea. I've got all the information, I do all the work. It's going to be a bit that way until we start connecting with other people and developing it from then on. It's a bit of a challenge, yes, but that's fine. It's a new direction for us. Mountain Mist Productions, as I've said to you, has been going for a while now. Our main website is www.firstmist.com. That's the number one, STMIST.com. And that serves as a launching pad for all of our websites. And if you ever get lost, just pop over to firstmist.com. And that's also where you'll find the command center, and that's how we correspond. We put everything over to the command center from all of the websites, and that works wonderfully well. It's far safer than a writable form because they're not terribly secure. And I keep saying I think we should patent the command center because it works so well. Doesn't mean to say there won't ever be a problem, but by and large, we've never had a problem, and it's just appears to be a bit of fun, but it's really, really well set up, and I'm quite proud of that. And so we'll be aiming to get out there, and we deal with challenges every day. And just recently, we saw, you know, a whole bunch of scurrilous behaviour. And I just stopped and I thought, wouldn't it be great if all of that could be put to good use? And I'm just waiting for the day when, you know, somebody will come along and, you know, with bad intent and end up our friend. That'd really be something. And that's not totally out of the ballpark, you know. It is possible. We just have to have faith in people. And that's where we're falling down at the moment, is that how can we expect people's behaviour to improve when we don't encourage them to improve, when we don't say to them, you can count too. Do you want to count? It's all sort of a very interesting idea, and it's an idea that we're going to develop, and twists and turns all along the mountain path, and this will happen and then that'll happen, and it's going to be absolutely invigorating, I'm certain. So I kind of hope that, you know, you'll stick around, or if you don't come on a regular basis, you know, come back in 6 months and see what's happened, and just basically think that TwicWick is an opportunity to recapture a lot of what we're losing on a daily basis. And it is also a way for us to recognize what has gone before us and to give that due recognition. And I'm really hoping that, we can do it. I know we can. I know we can. I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you if I didn't think that we couldn't, because people who know me now know, you know, I'm a pretty practical person, and I sort of know what we can and cannot do. And like I said, we're not in it to exploit or make a whole pile of money in a scurrilous manner. And, you know, I just sort of cringe sometimes when I see what is going on about the place. But like I said, that's their problem, not ours, you know. We just have to hold on to that, and we have to hold on to who we are and what we do, and to say, well, yeah, we're going to be okay. So I hope you'll stick around and join us. Thanks.